الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said that a person who sends one time durood or salutation or salawat upon me, Allah azza wa jal sends 10 mercies upon him. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatan wa salaman alayka ya sayyidi ya rasulallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya habiballah. Dearest Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani channel, once again we welcome you into this beautiful silsila of Madani channel, Blessings of Hadith. In today's silsila we will discuss few ahadith pertaining to durood or salutations or salawat upon the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The meaning of salat is rahmat or mercy, and it also means to seek mercy. When the subject or the doer of this verb salat is Almighty Allah azza wa jal, it means mercy. And when the subject or the doer of this verb is a man, at that time this word means seeking mercy. There are many virtues, there are many fadail of durood or salutations or salawat upon beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In fact, they are countless, they are too many. The masala or the ruling of Sharia is that it is obligatory or it is fard upon every Muslim to recite one time durood or salutation or salawat upon beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his lifetime. And in every gathering whereby the name of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is mentioned, it is wajib to recite one time durood or salutation or salawat upon beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it is mustahab to recite durood upon beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when one hears the name of beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. According to Hazrat Imam Shafi'i rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, it is fard or obligatory to recite durood upon beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the qa'da or in the sitting of salat or namaz. And according to Hanafi madhab and the other madhahib, it is sunnat-e-muakkada or it is wajib to recite durood upon beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the qa'da or in the sitting of salat or namaz. Durood sharif can only be recited upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam or on the angels. It is not jais or it is not allowed to send durood upon a non-Nabi. However, if one sends durood upon the Nabi and after that, if he sends durood upon a non-Nabi, that is allowed and that is permissible. An Abdul Rahman ibn Abi Layla qala laqiyani Ka'b ibn Ujrata faqala ala uhdiya laka hadiyatan sami'tuha minan Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فقلتو بلا فأهدها لی فقال سألنا رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم فقلنا یا رسول اللہ کیف الصلاة علیکم اہل البیت فإن اللہ قد علمنا کیف نسلم علیک قال قولوا اللہم صل علی محمد وعلی آل محمد کما صلیت علی ابراہیم وعلی آل ابراہیم انک حمید مجید اللہم بارک علی محمد وعلی آل محمد کما بارکت علی ابراہیم وعلی آل ابراہیم انک حمید مجید متفق علی. It is reported from حضرت عبد الرحمن ابن ابی لیلہ. He says that I met with Hazrat Ka'b bin Ujra and he said to me, should I not give you a gift which I have heard from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? I said, yes, please do give me that gift. So he replied, we asked Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that, Ya Rasulullah, how should we send durood upon your Ahle Bayt? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taught us how to send durood or salutations upon you. But we don't know how to send durood or salutations upon your family, upon Ahle Bayt. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, you should say, O Allah, send your mercy upon Muhammad and upon the family of Muhammad, as you sent your mercy upon Ibrahim and upon the family of Ibrahim. O Allah Azza wa Jal, send your blessings upon Muhammad and upon the family of Muhammad, as you have sent your blessings upon Ibrahim and upon the family of Ibrahim. Indeed, you possess the greatness and all praises belong to you. This hadith is muttafaqun alayh, which means that this hadith is mentioned in Sahih Bukhari and in Sahih Muslim. Hazrat Abd al-Rahman ibn Abi Layla, he is Ansari and he is Tabi'i. He has met 120 Sahaba Ikram Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in. He was born in the time of the Khilafat of Hazrat Umar Farooq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. His father is Sahabi and his father took part in Ghazwa-e-Uhud or in the Battle of Uhud together with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The second name which is mentioned in this hadith mubarakah, and that is Ka'b bin Ujra. Ka'b bin Ujra is Sahabi Rasul. He was present at the time of Bayat Ridwan. He stayed in Kufa. His age was 75 years, and in 51 year of Hijrah, he passed away in Madinatul Munabbara. From this hadith mubarakah, we learn something very important, and that is that Sahaba Ikram Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in used to regard the ahadith of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam as hadiyah, as gift, as treasure, and they used to share a hadith of beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam with each other, thinking and believing that this is the gift from the beloved of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. And it is said that we asked Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that teach us how to send durood or salutations or salawat upon your family, because we know how to send durood upon you. And they knew because it is mentioned in Quran-e-Kareem The ayat is there. Ya ayyuhallazina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. O believers, you should send durood and salam upon beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So when this was revealed, we learnt how to send durood and salam and salutations upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It seems that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ordered them to send salat and salam upon his family, but they did not know how to send. Therefore, they asked the question from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that, Ya Rasulullah, you teach us, how must we send durood and salam upon your family? And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught them. And this particular durood, which is mentioned in this hadith-e mubarakah, belongs to salat only. So this durood can only be recited, or in other words, it is only recommended to be recited in namaz, not outside namaz. Because outside namaz, if you recite this durood, this would mean that you are sending salat only, you are not sending salam. Whereby we are ordered to send salat and salam together. And that is the reason that Hazrat Imam Muslim, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, has brought this riwayat or this narration in the chapter called Babu Kayfi Salati ala Nabiyya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fi salati. So he particularly mentions that the kafiyat, the situation, the condition of sending durood upon beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the salat. So therefore, one should know that durood Ibrahimi is for salat particularly. And as far as the word al that is mentioned in this durood, al means the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's four sons, four daughters, and the progeny of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is from Hazrat Bibi Fatima to Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha, and all Bani Hashim. Bani Hashim are those upon whom it is haram to pay zakat, or it's haram for them to become recipients of zakat, or to accept or to take zakat. The correct understanding of all is that all the azwaj, all the wives of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all the children of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are part of Ahle Bayt. They all are part of all of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then we see in this durood e paak that, O Allah, send blessings, O barakah, O mercy upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as you have sent blessings or mercy upon Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam. So this similarity, this comparison is because of fame. Because the salat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam is famous and known. And because of that fame, it is mentioned here. Otherwise, the salat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is afdal, is greater than the salat of Almighty Allah azza wa jal upon Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam. In fact, there is another reason which ulama ikram have written, and that is because Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam made dua, Rabbana wab'ath fihim rasula. And this dua that, O Allah, send amongst them a Rasul. This dua was for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And because of shukr and because of gratefulness and thank to Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam for that dua, we are ordered to send durood upon Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam when we send durood upon our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this greatness which is given to Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, its effect was shown in the way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent thousands of prophets alayhimus salam in his progeny. And the blessing is shown upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that in his progeny, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent hundreds of thousands of awliya Allah. And keep in mind that Durood-e-Ibrahimi is recited in namaz only, in salat only. And it would not be recommended to be recited outside the salat, because it is incomplete. Because in this durood, there is salat and there is no salam. And as far as Quran is concerned, we know and Allah Ta'ala has ordered us to send salat and salam both, not just salat. And as far as outside of salat is concerned, we should always recite durood which has the wordings of salat and salam together. And it is not harmful in the namaz when you recite Durood-e-Ibrahimi, because salam is being recited already in tashahud. When you say assalamu alayka ayyuhan nabiyyu, so salam, and then you say Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammadin, then the salat comes. So this salam and that salat, they form the hukm. Some people say that you can only read Durood-e-Ibrahimi, you cannot read any other durood. That is also wrong. And that is misunderstanding. Because we see that all the Sahaba-i-Kiram, all the Muhaddithin, all the Fuqaha, when they talk about Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they say, قَالَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ وَسَلَّمُ. Now, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam is not Durood-e-Ibrahimi. There is word salat and there is word salam. And it has been practiced, you will see in the books of hadith, in hundreds and thousands of places, that this Durood sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is mentioned. And this tells you that that thinking that you can only recite Durood-e-Ibrahimi when you want to recite Durood, you cannot recite any other durood, that thinking is rejected and that thinking is wrong. وَعَنْ أَبِي هُرَيْرَةَ قَالَ قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ مَنْ صَلَّ عَلَيَّ صَلَاةً وَاحِدَةً صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ عَشْرًا رواه مسلم. حضرت ابو حریرہ رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ reports that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, the one who sent one time durood or salutation or salawat upon me, Allah Azza wa Jal will send 10 mercies upon him. And there is a support of this hadith in Quran Kareem. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Quran Kareem, man jaa bil hasanati falahu ashru amthaliha. The one who brings one good deed, the one who does one good deed, he will get the reward 10-folds, which are equal to that good deed. That means he'll get thawab 10 times. So therefore, reciting durood upon beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is an act of reward. It is an act of thawab. So when one reads one time durood upon beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends 10 mercies upon him. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's generosity is not restricted to 10 only. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to bless the person who is reciting durood upon beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam with lot more, then he can do so. And we cannot know and understand how much Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can reward the person who recites durood upon beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. عن انس قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من صلى علي صلاه واحده صلى الله عليه وسلم عشر صلوات وحطت عنه عشر خطيئات ورفعت له عشر درجات. This hadith is reported by Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He says that beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, the one who sends one time durood or salutation or salawat upon me, Allah azza wa jal sends 10 mercies upon him, 10 of his sins he forgives, and his station would be raised 10 times. This hadith is in Nasai Sharif. Now, dearest Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani Channel, imagine how great act the durood or salutation or salawat is. There are three benefits in that. The first benefit is that when you read durood one time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends 10 mercies upon him. And the second benefit is that your 10 sins are forgiven. And your third benefit is that 10 times your station is raised. You go more in the qurb, more in the nearness of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. So therefore, lucky are those who have habit and have passion to recite durood upon beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وعن ابن مسعود قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أولى الناس بي يوم القيامة أكثرهم علي صلاة رواه الترمذي. This hadith is reported by Hazrat Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that on the day of judgment, nearest to me would be that person who has sent durood or salutations or salawat upon me in abundance or in large quantity. Dearest Islamic brothers and the viewers of Madani Channel, on the day of judgment, a person who would be at the most comfortable place would be that person who is with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who is in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who becomes a companion or sahib of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the one who sends durood or salutations or salawat upon beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam in large number, in large quantity, he is that lucky person who would be close to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And from here we learn that durood sharif or salutations or salawat is a best neki, is a wonderful good deed. Because when you do other good deeds, you get jannat. And when you recite durood or salutations or salawat upon beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you get the master of jannat. That is our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَعَنْهُ قَالَ قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ إِنَّ لِلَّهِ مَلَائِكَةً سَيَّاحِينَ فِي الْأَرْضِ يُبَلِّغُونِي مِنْ أُمَّتِي السَّلَامَةِ رَوَاهُ النِّسَائِيُّ وَالدَّارِمِيُّ. This hadith is reported from Hazrat Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, there are some angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who move around and visit around in the earth. And when anyone from my ummatis sends salam to me, they bring that salam to me or they deliver that salam to me. Alhamdulillah azza wa jal, we learn from this hadith mubarakah that there are some angels whose duty is to take salam from the slaves of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and present that salam in the blessed and merciful court of our beloved master sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now, it is mentioned in this hadith that these angels, they deliver durood o salam to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This does not mean at all that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam cannot hear the durood o salam of these people. The fact of the matter is that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam can hear from near and he can hear from far. The meaning of hadith is that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam also hears the durood o salam o salutations of these servants, and their durood o salam is presented as well in order to honor them, because their names are mentioned from the tongues of angels, and that is honoring that slave who is sending durood upon beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You must know that Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam, who is a Nabi of Allah, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is Imam al-Anbiya. He is the leader of all the prophets, and his qualities and his abilities and his powers are much more than any other Nabi. So Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam heard the talking, the communication of an ant from 3 miles away. So if Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam can hear the voice of an ant and understand what that ant was talking, then our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam definitely can hear our requests and our calls. It doesn't matter how far we are. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is indeed not far from us. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Quran Kareem, An-Nabiyyu awla bil mu'minina min anfusihim. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam is nearest to believers than their own lives. In other words, that our lives could be far from us, but Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is not far from us. And ulama ikram have said that awla means here aqrab. That Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is aqrab, is closest, is nearest to believers than their own lives. And also, another evidence I would like to give, that even though Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows and sees everything what we do, good or bad, there's nothing hidden from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but yet angels present the a'mal, the deeds of people in the court of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. This does not mean that they are presenting or they are taking because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not know, or he cannot see, or he cannot hear. No, no, no. This is not the reason. There are different reasons. So why should one think of one reason only, that angels are taking durood o salam to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Oh, because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam cannot hear. So this is not the right way. And also we learn from this hadith mubarakah that these angels are so fast in speed that it doesn't matter where in the world you are. As soon as you recite durood, they hear from you and they present that durood immediately at the same time in the court of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So if one reads 1,000 times duroods from any corner of the world, that angel is so fast that he hears that durood and 1,000 times from that place to Madinatul Munawwara, then comes back and then goes to Madinatul Munawwara. These are the powers which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon the servants of beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because these angels are servants, they are serving in the court of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So one should not think that these angels whole day they sit and write and they, you know, fill up books and then like a postman in the evening they carry their bag and then they go in the court of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No, no, no. This does not happen. And we also learn that angels are khadims, angels are servants at the court, at the blessed darbar and astana of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So those slaves of Allah azza wa jal, those slaves and servants of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they also reach the level of angels and the status of angel when they serve beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa an Abi Hurairata radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ما من أحد يسلم علي إلا رد الله علي روحي حتى أرد عليه السلام رواه أبو داود والبيهقي في الدعوات الكبير. This hadith is reported from Hazrat Abu Huraira رضي الله تعالى عنه. He says that beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, when someone sends salam upon me, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala returns my soul back to me till I answer the salam of that person. Okay, first of all, keep in mind, in this hadith mubarakah, it is not said that when someone sends durood or salam upon me, angels bring it to me. What is said here that when someone sends salam to me, I answer that salam. So this actually negates that thinking of someone who thinks that Rasulullah ﷺ cannot hear. That is the reason that angels take durood in the court of Rasulullah ﷺ. And second important thing that we have to ponder upon and understand from this hadith mubarakah, and that is the word ruh in this hadith mubarakah means concentration. It means that when someone sends salam upon me, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives me the ability to concentrate on that person. Ruh does not mean here the ruh which is life. Otherwise, we then have to believe that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is not hayat, he is not alive. And then we have to think there are thousands and millions of people reading durood o salam upon beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That means the ruh is coming and then going. Ruh is coming and then going. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is dying and then becoming alive. That's not possible. This is not an honor. This is not a dignity. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is alive permanently. He does not die. He has tasted the death already and then life is returned back to him. He is alive. He is a hayatun nabi. So the meaning of hadith that my soul is returned back to me, it means that concentration is given to me at that time. So I look at that person and I answer his salam. So here we're talking about concentration. Let me give you an example. That when the sun is shining, sun is at one place, but the concentration of sun is on the whole earth. So likewise, this is an example to understand. Likewise, the sun of the sky of Nabuwat, which is our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and people send salatu salam from all over the world. The sun of Nabuwat, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, concentrates on them at one time. So this does not mean at all that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam dies and then life is given back, then he dies, then life is given back. No, this would be a joke. And this cannot happen to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Therefore, we have to believe that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is permanently alive, and that the meaning of the word Raddallahu alayya ruhi is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala returns concentration back to me, means he gives me that ability and that power, because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is engrossed and absorbed in the beauty of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal most of the time. And when someone sends durood as salam upon him, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him a chance to concentrate on that person and reply to his salam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam has said that don't make your homes like graves, and don't make my qabr an Eid or festival, and send durood upon me wherever in the world you are, your durood reaches to me. This hadith is in Nasai Sharif. In this hadith mubarakah, it is said that don't make your homes like graves. It means that don't make your homes whereby you bury your deceased or dead people. Because for that there is a separate place, for that there is a graveyard, there is a qabristan. This is actually the exclusivity and the khususiyat of Anbiya alayhim salam, that wherever their soul departs from their bodies, or wherever they taste death, that is the place that their qabr should be made. But for ordinary people, they should be buried in graveyard, in qabristan. So this is the one meaning of Hadith-e-Mubarakah. And the other meaning of Hadith-e-Mubarakah, that don't make your homes like graveyard, is that don't make your homes whereby nothing happens there. Everything is dead silent. So in your house, you should make zikrullah. In your house, you should read namaz. You should do ibadat. That's why we are ordered. In fact, it is recommended that you should go to the masjid and read namaz with jama'at. But come back and read your sunnahs and read your nawafil at home. So your house does not become like a graveyard. There must be a dhikr of Allah, there must be ibadat in your house. And the second part of hadith is that don't make my grave as an Eid or as festival. It means that don't come and visit me occasionally, because Eid actually comes twice a year, Eid al-Adha and Eid al-Fitr. So you don't have Eid every day. So here we are being taught, don't treat my grave like Eid, that now and then or after a long while you come and visit me. No. If you can afford, if it is possible for you, if you live nearby, then come and visit me very often. This is the meaning of hadith. And the other meaning of hadith, ulama ikram have said, that don't make my grave a place of amusements, a place like it happens on the day of Eid at many places. People have festivals, people have shows, people, you know, set up many programs for entertainment, etc., etc. So don't do that when you come to my grave, when you come to my city. Come with full respect and stay with full respect. Don't be disrespectful at all, because this is the place where 70,000 angels in the morning they come down to send durood and salam upon beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and 70,000 angels they come in the evening to send durood and salam upon beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Ala Hazrat Imam Ahl Sunnat Sayyiduna Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, the reformer of Deen and Muslim Ummah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he says, Haram ki zameen aur qadam rakh ke chalna, are sar ka mauka hai o jaane wale. O man, be alert, be careful. You are in the land of Haram. You are in Madinatul Munawwara, and you are walking with your feet. This is the place where you should have been walking with your head. But unfortunately, we cannot walk with our head. So the least we can do is to stay there with respect, with reverence, with love, and bring tears in your eyes, cry. Think of your sins. Think that a runaway slave has come back to the court of merciful master, to the blessed court of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That should be your condition and that should be your situation. We make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to send more and more durood, salutations and salawat upon our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us true ashq rasul, a lover of beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ameen bijahin nabiyil ameen sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sallu ala al habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Salatan wa salaman alayka ya sayyidi ya rasulullah, wa ala alika wa ashabika ya habib Allah.